are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So evangelism involves sharing the message of the gospel with others, and there are various approaches to doing so. So we are going to be exploring some of these approaches along with their effectiveness and ethical considerations. We are joined on the line by Pastor Kennedy Mukuka, who's going to be helping us with this one. Mpundisi, good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you so much. Good morning. And how are you?
I'm good, Mpundisi. The cold is running away, but yeah, we are still here. We are still here holding the fort. Mpundisi, I'm going to ask that before we start, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Hello?
Yes, Mpundisi, please offer a word of prayer.
Okay, let us pray. Our kind and loving Father, Lord, we say thank you for enabling us to continue with our study about evangelism. Father, I ask and pray that you may continue to be with us. May this message reach where we can't reach physically. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. And put this, what approach to evangelism resonate with most with you personally, and why? Which kind of evangelism resonates with you?
Thank you so much for that question. It's a very important question that I treasure so much. Evangelism is in many ways, and we use different methods altogether. Mm. But with me as an individual, I feel the Lord has called me to evangelize with a method of prayer ministry and also benevolence, helping the needy. And the verse that encourages me to do so is James chapter 1, verse 27, which says, true and undefiled religion before God is this: visiting the orphans, visiting the widows in their trouble. So with me, visiting the orphans, the widows, in line with benevolence, helping them when they are in needy, physical needy altogether. And above all, prayer ministry has also helped me very much, because I've come to understand that there are people who need nothing physical, but need only prayer. And they will be drawn to Christ after Christ has attended to them in line with prayer. And others don't even need prayer also, but all they need is just a physical help. For example, here is a disabled person. A person doesn't have legs altogether, and they just crawl down, and then you come in, you pray with them. As you're leaving, you leave your wheelchair there. They will never forget what God has done to them through you as an individual. So with me, benevolence and also prayer ministry.
Mpundisi, now we do have, you know, the traditional ways of evangelism, you know, where we go to the street and then we start preaching, where we go, for example, we hand out pamphlets, maybe, and even now we're handing out the Great Controversy book, right? Those are considered some of the traditional ways of evangelism here in South Africa. You find people preaching in the trains, some in the taxis and everything else. Do you think that methods work, Mpundiswami? And have you used, you've mentioned how, you know, you prefer praying for people and stuff like that. Is it something that really works, or we should just go digital?
Okay, thank you so much. That's a very, very good question altogether. You know, we've got many approaches to evangelism. And I would like to make mention to say a digital one now is working much more better than a traditional one. That is not to say that a traditional way of evangelism is less effective. No. But we are living in a world that is becoming digital each and every day. And we have people today actually whom we can even say they stay on the phone, they stay on the internet, they eat on the internet, they sleep on the internet. So even us, we have to meet them where people are found. For example, today, if at all you check through who is online, you use Messenger, you try to discover who is online at any time, you'll find someone is online. Yeah. Try to check at 1 a.m., someone is online. 2 a.m., someone is online. 6 a.m., someone is online. So if at all we follow them where they live, we will do much better. You know, we live in a connected world. And what has connected us now is is we are connected by the internet. We are connected by the internet. And I've come to understand and discover that for that reason, we need to effectively use such a method wisely, because it will connect us on that level altogether. For example, me and you, we had a time when we expected crusades almost every May. Every church needs to have a crusade,
yes,
at any time of the year. But in our time now, you discover that even the number of people attending our traditional crusades has rapidly reduced. Long time ago, we had thousands and thousands of people attending crusades, but not anymore. But listen here, go on the internet. Go on the internet, find a preacher that you follow nicely. You will discover that just within 30 minutes, thousands and thousands of people keep following that page. So basically, I go for that line of thinking to say, since the world is becoming digital each and every day, so us going digital, it will help us to meet people where they are found, because they are found on the internet. So if we follow them on the internet, we will do much, much, much better. Of course, not throwing away a traditional way of evangelism, because it also has its own strengths. So is a digital way of evangelism.
So Mpundisi, when we go out to evangelize, right? I think yes, you are in Zambia. So here is Zanele coming all the way from South Africa to Zambia to come and do an evangelistic campaign or evangelize, right? Is there a need for me to come there, build relationship, build trust with these people, then I evangelize to them, or I just enter one day, boom, wala wala? You know, I'm now telling them about Jesus. They don't know me. They don't trust me. They don't know anything about me. You know, is there a process saying, no, first build the list, let the people know you first, or you just enter, wah, you give them the word?
Thank you so much. You know, it is very important. It is very important to create friendship and to create room where someone is able to trust you, where
for you to evangelize.
Mm-hmm. But again, we overdo this. It is a problem again, because if we don't follow how Christ befriended those that needed him, we will miss it altogether. Otherwise, okay, it is, yes, very important that we create friendship and relation with those that we are calling to come to Christ. But the way we do it, it should be in such a way that we don't miss it. Because in our time now, you discover that in the name of first becoming a friend with this person, we miss it. We miss it. Mm. Because, for example, we've got people today who are saying, let me marry a non-Adventist so that that person can come to Christ, which is a problem altogether. Because, you know, Christ did not befriend sinners, did not befriend sinners with the wrong motive. So in as much as we want to create relation and friendship in order to bring people to Christ, we must and we need to do it in a Christ way. That is something that we even find in the Bible. When we read, actually, John 1, verse 40 to 51, you discover that Philip brought his friend Nathanael. Because of that friendship that was there, Nathanael was able to come to Christ through his friend Philip. Not only that, but when we even read John 4, where we discover and find the story of the Samaritan woman. The Samaritan woman was able to convince the society where she was staying, the whole community, that there is Christ whom I've found this side, because of that relationship that that they had altogether. Not only that, but even when we look at the life of Jesus Christ, he ate with sinners, but at the end of eating with sinners, he brought them to himself. So even us, let us be mindful how we befriend sinners with the motive of bringing them to Jesus Christ. The many people that want to befriend sinners to bring them to Christ, I've discovered that they don't befriend sinners to bring them to Christ, but instead they befriend sinners to bring them to themselves.
Indeed.
So, which is a problem altogether.
Mpundisi, we have people that are saying, for example, you spoke about, you know, how we touched on already on the digital part of you know, of evangelism, but we do have, you know, for lack of a better word, the old folk who say, these are the things, you know, of the devil, or no, this is not it, you know, we'd rather go to the street and preach and pitch a tent there and preach. Whilst you have the young ones, you know, we call them about 2,000 here in South Africa, they're like, no, Tina, we don't have time. We don't have time to go to tents. Just give me a phone. I will show you miracles, you know. So how can the two work together, the traditional ways of evangelism and the new ways of evangelism? Because I truly believe they can support one another. What is your take on that, Mpundisi, and how can we best do it?
Thank you so much for that. Just like I mentioned, to say a digital way of evangelism or evangelizing is effective, so is a traditional way of evangelism. Mm-hmm. But we just have to find a better, best way to marry the two. For example, if at all there is someone who needs help altogether, there is someone who needs help altogether, and then I'm here, and then someone is in South Africa, how do I handle that situation? So it also depends with the situation and the location where you are. If at all we have to go out there and pitch a tent, we have to find a better way of doing it. We have to be creative. So in as much as, you know, we don't want to change the way of evangelizing, but we want to improve and
network. Network.
I've got the attendance now. It's in the day. So what should we do now? How can we use the old method of evangelism in our time now? We have to be creative. We have to be innovative. For example, if at all we know that there is some kind of song and music of our time now which is attracting people altogether, of course not forgetting the old folk, let us bring in that music. Let us bring in those old music altogether on that crusade altogether. And we'll see how perfect that crusade will be done. For example, if at all we want to talk about literature evangelism, where we go and distribute a book altogether, we have to find a better way of doing it. Yes, we are distributing books this year, and we've done it before. But are we doing it the same way we did it in 1995? Because if we use the method we used in 1995, using it now in 2024, it will not work. Those are situations where you find you give a book today, you pass through the other day, you find those same pages, the pages of that book are being used on the market to pack things as people are selling. You see, so we have just to modify the old ways of doing things. For example, just like I'm mentioning now. For example, we may say, we've been having overnight altogether, but how best can we do prayers where people gather together?
Yes.
People tend to do what we call prayer breakfast.
Yes.
They do that, you know. Or what they're trying to do is just trying to modify the olden time. We had time back in the days where people could meet in the night, and they called it overnight. What if we called it prayer night. When people hear the night of praise, they just want to come and praise the Lord. But when you say overnight, it's just going there, you sing hymns, then someone comes in front, prays for you, and then you all go back, you know, how do we modify that? So we need to find a better way of doing it. You see, invite people who can sing. For example, here is a local church. People have heard all the songs altogether. How can we find a better way where people are informed that when you go there, it is not a usual way of doing things altogether? Are people going to find something different, which of course will not make them shocked to say, are we praising the Lord, are we worshiping the Lord, but something that will indicate to them to say God can still be worshipped in another way altogether, which will draw even the young folk altogether. Because in our time now, we have a situation where during Bible study, it is only adults who are there. True. Where are the youths?
True.
Where are the youths? You discover that the youths, they've gone to watch football. Where are the youths? They've gone out with their girlfriends, their boyfriends. Where are the youths? They've gone even to play football on the Sabbath during Bible study. So what is it that is lacking during our Bible studies? Because this is the traditional way of doing Bible studies. Is there another best way we can do it? We can actually even team up as leaders and find a better way of catching the youths to come through to church. Because ask me today, how many youths are coming to church? Is the number compared to the way it was back in the days? It is not the same way.
Indeed, sure. Indeed. Hey, Fundisi, you have spoken there and we have heard you. I'm going to ask Pastor that you can share us, you know, the last few words that you have regarding the methods of evangelism. And then after that, please do pray for us so that we may go out there and evangelize and not stay in our comfort zones.
Thank you so much. You know, when we read scripture, you will understand to say we actually exist for evangelism. We actually exist for evangelism. And no one should say, I am not gifted to preach. I am not gifted to preach. Any person can preach. Even the deaf can preach. Even those that cannot preach on the pulpit, they can have another way to preach altogether. All what is needed is for all of us to be creative and innovative in the way we carry and talk about evangelism. When we actually read Ephesians 2 verse 10, the Bible tells us that for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should work in them. You know, I always tell people to say, refusing to be creative in line with bringing people to Christ is failing, is actually refusing and denying that Christ created us. Because Christ is the creator, so is a creative, he is a creative God. And even us who are created in his own image, we have to be creative and find means and ways to bring people to Christ. So basically, those could be my last words. Otherwise, we are all called to be involved in the issues of evangelism. That is why we have stars in heaven, only for those that have contributed in bringing many to Christ in different ways.
Yeah. Please pray for us, Mpundisi.
Okay, thank you so much. As we close, we can pray together. Our kind and loving Father, Lord, we say thank you for a wonderful time like this that you gave to us to discuss and to discover some truths and to be reminded of issues concerning and pertaining to evangelism. Father, my prayer and my desire is that, Lord, help us to be involved in evangelism, because Lord, we exist for that. And each and every one of us, the deaf, those who are differently abled, Father, they also can come on board and be involved in evangelism. May you bless all of us, Heavenly Father, who are willing to get involved in evangelism. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mpundisi, thank you so much for coming through. Have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you so much. Blessed day too.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by the SID Media, so we're quickly going in.